The disciples, I'm sure, in their journals, wrote at the top of the page, the missions trip from hell. Because they're in the boat at sea. They almost die until Jesus saves the day again. They had this problem with getting into life-threatening storms. Jesus brought peace. You could just see them crawling out of the boat, hugging the planet. They were the first tree huggers, kissing the planet, thankful that they made it to shore. They finally get settled and recovered from the experience at sea, and they look up, and here it comes. It is a man that looks half human and half man, only equaled in the Bible by Nebuchadnezzar in the Old Testament, who actually lived out in a field, grew hair like feathers, lived as an animal for 7 years. That had to be weird. I want to see the video on that one, but just a short clip. I don't want to watch the whole thing. Here he comes, and he's running at Jesus. Now this guy, this man has got issues. He never goes anywhere alone. He gets a group discount everywhere he goes. Everywhere he goes. He's got many aliens on board. He's got too many birds on his antenna. He's got everything. We don't know how many. All we know is that when he finally got free, 2,000 pigs went and killed themselves. So for illustration's sake, we'll just say 2,000. And that's a Carnival Cruise line right there. That's a boatload. Anyway, okay. So he comes running at Jesus. He comes running at Jesus, and the Bible says he falls at his feet and worships him. Now, this is before he's set free. So here we've got a guy that's got 2,000 aliens on board. He bows at Jesus' feet, and he worships him. If 2,000 demons can't keep a guy from worshiping Jesus, what is the church's excuse? You can just see the disciples. John says, James, you take him high, I'll take him low. We're going to cast out the demons and the man that's carrying him, you know. Falls at Jesus' feet, he worships. Jesus takes him into his one-step program. Now, if it takes you 12 or 20, I don't care. Let's just get people free. But the size of the anointing determines the number of steps.